I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Thursday, June 10th. The city of Quincy has reached an agreement with federal officials to stop sewage from contaminating local waterways. The city will be required to spend at least $100 million over the next 13 years to stop leaking sewer pipes from contaminating Quincy Bay, the Neponset River, Dorchester Bay, and other surrounding waters. The city will also have to pay a $115,000 penalty. The agreement stems from a lawsuit filed against the city by the EPA and the U.S. Attorney's Office 2 years ago. A team of four students from North Quincy High School will compete in WGBH's High School Quiz Show Saturday at 6 p.m. on Channel 2. North will face defending state champions Boston Latin School for a chance to compete in the state championship on June 19th. North defeated Andover and Wakefield to make it to the semifinals. North won the state championship in 2013. Quincy's own Uncle Sam will be the grand marshal of this year's 70th Flag Day Parade in Quincy. Sam Roundsville officially changed his name to Uncle Sam on Flag Day 30 years ago. The parade will step off Saturday at 7 p.m. in Quincy Center and travel down Hancock Street and Marymount Parkway. Instead of a celebration at Pageant Field after the parade, fireworks will be launched from a barge along Quincy Shore Drive at 9 p.m. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Thursday, June 10th.